What up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing awesome and taking care of yourselves. As, of course, we've got the militant octopus alien, and we've got the Jumpman astronaut behind me. Now, this second episode, so if you haven't listened to the first one, please go back and listen to the first one. It's right before this. Of the Kecksburg and the second Kecksburg, Pennsylvania episode of the Acorn UFO with hieroglyphics on it. So in the first episode, we talked about Ben, who is a former federal agent who is on the case looking into this independently, not with the government. And he's interviewed people who worked on Project Blue Book. He's interviewed eyewitnesses. And this most recent eyewitness he's going to interview is going to talk about how these men in black, with the black fedoras, black suits, black jackets, basically black everything, came into his house that night, 1965, and wanted to use their phone. Now, this is a very rural area. A lot of people, you know, they just live, you know, in one house, and farther on down the road, there's another house maybe. But, you know, you don't have a lot of houses. So while they were doing this, the government was going down the road with their trucks and capturing this Acorn ship, this Acorn UFO with, like, hieroglyphic-like writing on it. Again, like we said last episode, about 12 feet wide, about 19 feet tall, and definitely enough room for a being. However big that being was, and then they took the thing out, took all of the evidence out while these men in black were in the house talking to the parents. Okay, so let's wind back here. I'll play you a little real quick clip, and you can hear it just for a second. This is him talking to John Hayes, who was about 10 at the time, and witnessed these guys coming in.
Let me meet you. So you kind of had a front row seat to the whole event.
Yeah, sure did.
So, how old were you at the time?
I was 10 years old.
Can you tell me what happened with you that night? Where were you and how did it all start for you?
Well, we was actually outside the yard playing football. And we walked in the house and Mom and Dad was talking about something crashed.
So if Mom and Dad are talking about something crashing, you know something's going down. Now, this is where it gets really interesting because he says his mom walked over to the window, and then all of a sudden, there's a knock at the front door, and nobody's expected. Nobody's, you know, they didn't even see anybody pull up. That's the crazy thing. And when they pull up, there's a knock at the door, three men in black, walk into his house, right? And they're asking questions. They ask them to please send the children to bed. They don't want them to hear about anything. And they pick up the phone and make a call. Okay, so here's what's really freaking weird, okay? There's a couple weird pieces to this. But if these guys are aliens, right? A lot of people theorize Men in Black are just alien agents that are sent places to intimidate or they're like robots and they're sent to intimidate. Whatever the case is, why the fuck would they need to use the phone? Makes no sense to me. You got high technology. You don't need to. You're way past cell phones. Why do you need to use their phone? The only thing I can think of is that these were actually 1965 agents of the federal government that were using the phone to call to check to see if they had called out and given any information out to any of the press or anybody outside of the town. They were trying to. This is like the damage control police, right? That's my theory. Can't be for certain, but it makes no sense that these guys would be aliens.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Showing up to their house. unless they're just going to every house and just intimidating people picking up their phone. I mean, it's kind of weird, right? He didn't say that they said, don't talk about it, don't do anything, but they did pick up their phone, made a call, or looked like they were making calls. And what they did later, after these guys left and after a couple of weeks went by, they called the telephone company. They said, hey, we want all the records that were made from our house during this time period. And when they got the phone records back, guess what? No calls were made to anywhere except for the calls that they made themselves that night. Meaning that the government covered their tracks and said, you know, we're not using, don't record this call or whatever the case is, take it off of your list. Because they didn't want anybody to know where they were going with this ship and why they were calling people and what they needed to know. But the way that they show up and the way that they kind of image them in this documentary or whatever, this show, is these guys look like the guys that are in that movie Dark City. Did you ever see Dark City? Dark City is an amazing movie that came out, I believe, just before the, or right around the Matrix, time of the Matrix. And it really was very similar to The Matrix, but it didn't involve robots. It involved this group of aliens that was basically manipulating the planet or the city, Dark City, in the middle of the night. So every night at midnight, it would change, and the structure would change, and the people would forget everything, and they'd start living all over again. But that's the way that these guys look, like straight down black jacket and black trench coats, and just kind of terrifying overall. But I wanted to get to his grandfather here, because his grandfather is one of the cruxes of the story that I promised you. So give me one moment here.